In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Today the scripture at Mass was, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered, "We did not even know there was a Holy Spirit." I tell you what the church needs now, what I need now, what you need now, is a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, how we need that outpouring. I was thinking today of Pentecost, and there were tongues as of fire over their heads, and there was a strong wind. The whole room was filled with fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit. Tell us about that fire, Anthony, in your life.
The fire of the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus says, and I say, more of Jesus, less of me. The breath of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit infuses us. You know, I had the church my whole life, but what I never had was the Holy Spirit. And when I came to the School of Glory, the Holy Spirit filled me. And you know, the Holy Spirit will release you from all of your chaff, all of your pains. The Holy Spirit, becomes your best friend. The Holy Spirit is your guide in this world. You can have the scriptures, but without the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is love. The Holy Spirit wants to release all God's graces within you. The Holy Spirit is the way the Father communicates through Jesus to us. You know, the Shekinah glory, the glory of God, it is released to us by the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit will do miracles in the works of everyone.
Oh yes, the Spirit of God. Jesus said, "When the Spirit comes, you shall do the same things as I did, and more. You shall do even more than what I did, because I go to the Father." Oh yes, there should be healings and deliverances in every church. I say the church as hospital. How we need to know that the church is a hospital, begging the broken to come in and to taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh yes, that's important. Not think and wonder that the Lord is good, but taste and see that the Lord is good. Tell us about you tasting Jesus the Lord.
Jesus the Lord is the sweetest tasting spirit taste there ever is, you know. I had the scriptures, but I didn't have the taste of the Holy Spirit. And the sweetness of the Holy Spirit, what I truly learned about being a Christian, it's about yielding. Yielding to God's Word, the indwelling Word within you, the Shekinah glory, the sweetness of the Holy Spirit. You know, God is love, and only the Holy Spirit can fill you with the indwelling love of God. The fire of God is coming. Right now, actually, God is so much greater than space or time or anything. And the Holy Spirit is putting on my heart right now. He wants to release something. The Holy Spirit, through this phone, through this radio, through whatever device you're listening to, is now invading you. It's releasing the indwelling Trinity. What you feel bubbling up your stomach, it's a Shekinah glory, the Holy Spirit of God right now. And it's being released into you. The glory of God. So the Holy Spirit You know, it's hard to even give words. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was brought down in fire. And we ask, Lord, we release right now to everyone under the sound of my voice a baptism of fire.
Amen.
We see fire coming upon the head of everyone. We ask, you know, Jesus walked in the miracle power of the Father. And to walk in the miracle power of Jesus, we may. Everything that I've done, you will do and more, was the word of Jesus. But we do this through the Holy Spirit. Luke 12:12, when we don't know the word, the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. And that is what I'm leaning on now. You know, the Holy Spirit is the love of God. It's the love is the fruit of God. And it's the sweetest fruit. And, you know, without the Holy Spirit, we have many resources. We have scripture. We have sacraments. We have everything. But truly, the Holy Spirit is a connector. And right now it is connecting us to the love of the Father and the love of Jesus.
Oh, that love of Jesus, I tell you, started in his ministry, but was completed on the cross. Do you know today that Jesus said at church today, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Do you know that today? Oh yes, I don't want what the world sells, because there are two streams, the world stream and the grace of God stream. I want nothing to do with the world stream. I want nothing to do with the world stream. I want everything to do with the Spirit of God, with the grace of God. That's what I want. The world offers me nothing, only sin, death, and corruption. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. Jesus offers us life, eternal life. And he tells us what eternal life is. Eternal life is this, to believe in the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Oh, yes. In the world, you will have tribulation. But no, I have overcome the world.
You overcome the world with love, the love of the Holy Spirit. You know, I was very much caught up in the world, in the pleasures of the world. And, you know, a lot of times I was seeking gratitudes and seeking pleasures of the world. And, you know, no matter what you obtain in the world, a house, a car, those pleasures are great, but there's going to be an emptiness. And that emptiness is filled with the Holy Ghost. Ra-da-da. The Holy Ghost is, you know, it's the healing power of God. It's the love of God. We have the ability, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is indwelling within us. And all we have to do is choose it. We have to choose God. Choose faith. Choose the Holy Spirit. How amazing is that? We can walk in the same miracle power of the Lord, which is what we are called to do. Like Father Tom says, we are not only called to baptize, but we are called to make apostles of everyone we come into contact with. We're here to impart the Word of God, but the love of God, the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is the curse breaker. It sets the captives free. All the stuff that the world has put in us, all the evils of the world, you know, it can be taken out of us by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will transform our mind so that we don't need the false peace the world brings, but the true peace of the Holy Spirit. And right now, that Holy Spirit is coming upon everyone under the sound of our voice. Just yield to it. Let the fire of God fill you. The love of God fills you. That spirit, that the feeling in your stomach bubbling up, that's the Holy Spirit. Tell him you believe. He is saturating you. You know, the Father comes in his glory. And the glory will purify you. And all we need is faith. The Holy Spirit will give you that faith. The Holy Spirit will give you the faith to not only bring about the love of God and the indwelling Trinity of God, but faith to receive from the angelic realm, from all the saints, the cloud of witnesses. Right now, Father, we release the glory of heaven.
Yes.
Onto everyone under the sound of our voice.
Yes.
Right now, the glory of heaven is saturating your car, your house, your headphones, while you're walking your dogs. There's a glory cloud located above you. And ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit and for that childlike faith to receive it. Because God wants to invade all of our lives. He is invading your life. But God will invade your life when you allow him to. So say right now, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask for you to invade my life.
I ask for you to invade my life.
I repent for my sins.
I repent for my sins.
I ask for forgiveness of my sins.
I ask for forgiveness of my sins.
And Lord, I want your Holy Spirit.
Lord, I want your Holy Spirit.
Father, I want your glory.
Father, I want your glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Send down the angels upon them, Lord.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Saints. And right now, just receive. It's all about reception. You have given the Lord free will to enter your life. That is it. Receive more. There's creative miracles going on. There are healings. Reception. Father, we ask for fresh baptism, not only in the Holy Spirit, but the holy fire that came on Pentecost. Lord, we ask for the breath of God to be upon these people, which is the wind of the Holy Spirit. And Father, for everyone who just accepted, everyone under the sound of my voice, put your hand of God upon these people. Show them your glory. Show them your wonderfulness. Make them all believers of you, even the people who do believe in God, which are most of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for an experience. You know, experiential knowledge is the true knowledge. And experiential knowledge is what the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father is releasing upon you right now.
Amen.
Again, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh yes, do you know the Lord? I'm not saying do you know about him, because the devil knows all about the Lord.
Amen.
But I'm saying, do you know the Lord? Has he come into your life? When you received the Eucharist, do you know you're receiving Jesus? When you go to confession, do you know that the blood of Jesus covers you? When you hear the word of God in power, you know that God is doing something in me. You might say, I don't feel it. Well, I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with feeling. It has everything to do with yielding. I love that word that Anthony uses. We're not striving for the Holy Spirit. We're yielding to the Holy Spirit. Let the man who thirsts come to me and drink, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, how we need those rivers. How I need those rivers. I've not had enough of God. I need more of God. I need more of the Holy Spirit. And that's in yielding, not striving. So many people strive, and I'm going to make myself better. No, yield to God. Yield to the Spirit of God. Yield to Jesus. Oh, yes. Amen. It's in yielding that things begin to happen. Amen. One person whom I'm helping, he's into striving, and I said to him, no, strive not, but accept the gift. Yield to the Lord. Accept the gift of the Holy Spirit. Don't strive. You'll get tired striving, and you'll never reach the goal. But you see, the goal is Jesus, and the Spirit brings us to Jesus. Oh, yes, I love the Holy Spirit. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to Jesus Christ. Yield to the Father. Oh, yes, how we need to do that. That yielding is so important. Anthony uses that word quite often, and it's a very wonderful theological word. It's God telling us to surrender. I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. I yield to the Lord. I yield to the Lord. Yielding is the way to glory. I yield to the Lord.
God works in many ways. Before my conversion, you know, while I was struggling, God put in my life a dog. His name is King, a puppy, and I love that dog as much as anything, for what he's done for me, for what he means to me. But now, if I love the world and love someone so much that I gave up my puppy to them, you know, what means most to me, and they would not receive it. They just try to start doing things to try to pay me back, to try to accept it. That's not humility, and that's not what we want. All the Lord wants is to accept Him, accept our gift, accept what He did by giving His Son on the cross, and yield to that. That's all He needs from us. And that's all He wants. There is no striving for God's love, because there's nothing we can do to equal or to equate or to receive the goodness of God. We are not powerful enough. In fact, without God, we have no power. But the Holy Spirit gives us power. The Holy Spirit gives us the power of the Lord. You know, we are called to be the light of the world as Christians. We are called to go into this world and light this world up. You know, the Holy Spirit gives you power. Without the Holy Spirit, I'm nothing. You know, the world tells us to be strong and be driven. But the best anointing is anointing of brokenness. God works with the broken. God had to break me so He could rebuild me. And now He's rebuilt me into a new creation, and He's lit me up with the Holy Spirit. And now He's moved me from concerning myself, anxiety myself, which is what the world and devil wants you to focus on, to getting out of yourself, to gracing others. Pray for others so the Lord will pray for you. Give to others so the Lord will give to you. You know, right? It's all about reception of the Lord. Humble ourselves. I pray every day for humility. I work with humility, you know. The world tells us to be driven. The Lord wants us to be led. You know, we want to be lambs led by the shepherds. We don't want to be goats. If you ever try to pull a goat, they dig their feet in. And the Lord wants to release right now. because the recession is such an issue, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I break every astral assignment, every assignment of the enemy.
Amen.
Lord, everything that's not of you, we ask for a flushing out, Lord, and we break it by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Who am I to say this? I'm no one. But the Holy Spirit gives us power. And Lord, just wash them in your blood. God, I see, right now I see areas of your life opening up. Every, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for every angel, every blessing frozen in the heavenlies to be released upon you now. Oh, guys, the Lord just loves you so much. It is so amazing. The love of God is being released into you. Just receive it. The Lord is so happy.
You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Oh yes, we are called to witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to pray for the sick. You shall receive power, not only Father Tom, not only Anthony, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall do great things. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to start believing and yielding to that truth. You say, but I'm so weak. When you're most weak, you're most strong, because you've got to depend upon Jesus.
In our weakness, the Lord gives us strength. It is holy to have the boldness of the Lord. It is holy to walk in the power of the Lord. But unless the Holy Spirit is indwelling within you, you're working off your own power, which is arrogance. You know, God has called us all to model our lives after Jesus, to walk in the miracle power of God. If you have size the face of a believe the size of the face of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And that is what the Holy Spirit is moving upon on the earth right now. The Holy Spirit cycles and has different movements upon the earth in different times. And right now, the Holy Spirit is coming upon this earth with fire and boldness and miracles. You know, I'm no one to be a miracle worker, but I pray for less of me and more of God. Lord, take out everything. Say it with me. Lord, take out everything.
Lord, take out everything.
That's not of you.
That's not of you.
That's of the world.
That's of my ego.
Repair and heal my psyche for any damage the world has done.
Repair and heal my psyche for any damage the world has done.
Any thoughts of what the world should be.
Any thoughts of what the world should be.
Because all I need to do right now is receive the Holy Spirit, which is being freely given to me by choice. The Lord gave up his most beloved Son so that you can live in bliss and then inherit eternal life. But the good news is we don't have to wait. We can bring heaven, and we will bring heaven down to this earth. And we will walk in the miracle power of God, because there is nothing that satisfies the Lord more than looking not upon ourselves, because that is the drive of anxiety, but upon others, and just yielding to the Spirit so that we can impart to others. Now, God just put on my heart, I started, you know, me and my best friend Ryan, the Lord put on our hearts and told us to go hold signs and start a ministry to pray for other people. We had no idea what we were doing, but we just yielded to the Spirit. And, you know, if any of you guys want to come pray or walk in the miracle power of God with us, Friday at 3 o'clock through 7, whenever the Holy Spirit releases us, we'll be outside the Cumming Center in Beverly. creating portals of heaven so that everyone who drives through, you know, God is so much bigger than anything our mind can conceive. And the Holy Spirit will release that, release all forms of godly knowledge. The knowledge of the world is very limited. It's very limited. The knowledge of God is so much greater, da da da. Like right now, the Holy Spirit, he's opening up a portal of heaven above and in you. He's submitting glory. God is outside time and space. The Lord is invading you right now.
Amen.
The Lord can do anything. The Lord is doing miracle healing through
you. Amen.
The Lord just needs one person. All Jesus needs is one person to come in agreement with what he's trying to do on this earth. And all God wants me to ask you is, will you be that person for me?
Amen. Amen. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Oh, yes, I want nothing of the world. You know what the world means to me? It's a place where I preach the gospel.
Amen.
That's all the world
Amen.
Means to me.
Amen.
I don't need what the world gives.
Amen.
It's a place where I preach the gospel. And with the help of God, I will continue to preach the gospel in season,
Amen.
Out of season,
Amen.
Every day. Not God bless good. You.
Yeah. There's freedom and surrender.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.